Joining us now on the KRDO Newsline, Ken Landau, voice of your CC Tigers. And Ken, we knew this season would be interesting to say the least. And man, things really escalated quickly last week with all of a sudden we were going to have the four-game series against Denver. And then, well, regular season's scrapped.
Yeah, if you thought you had seen everything, just wait a day or two. You'll see something new. Unfortunately, because of COVID-19 issues, the last two games of the regular season, which would have been last night and tomorrow, canceled for the Tigers. And now it's just a matter of, staying healthy and getting up to Grand Forks next week for the NCHC playoffs.
Yeah, not really the ideal situation going into a playoff series, being in quarantine, knowing that you're drawing the couple of teams that CC hasn't had that much success relatively against. I think they still have yet to win against St. Cloud State, which could be one of the opponents, and I believe they split the season against Duluth, right?
Well, no, actually they swept Duluth. They won both games against Duluth. They lost both to St. Cloud, but the one game, the first one was in overtime in Omaha. So the Tigers actually have had success against either one of those teams. The drawback is that the Tigers aren't able to practice until, I believe it's Tuesday of next week. So they definitely will have an uphill climb. But you know something? In the playoffs, anything can happen. This is a rally type situation where, no one's going to expect much from the Tigers once they get up to Grand Forks. So you throw caution to the wind. And, sometimes when you play without that pressure or expectation, good things happen.
So you're saying we got a chance?
That's exactly what I'm saying. We've got a chance. As long as you're out there and can play, you've got a chance. And you know something, you never underestimate the will of a team, especially when, all the cards are stacked against them and nobody expects anything. I think back, the best example is what happened in Lake Placid in 1980. And the U.S. national team beat the Russians in the Olympics. Nobody expected that. Why not have another miracle?
Yeah, I think, if anything could happen, this would be the year it would, and we'll have much more as we continue leading into the first round of the NCHC playoffs. We've got the coaches show with Mike Havlin on Tuesday. Right now, that first game tentatively scheduled for next Friday the 12th, but Ken, we know everything's kind of written in pencil these days, if not something even less permanent.
Oh, no question. We don't know for sure. The plans are that, the team will play on Friday of next week, which would be, by the way, 1 year to the day that everything stopped in the sports world. March 12th of last year is when everything shut down. March 12th comes up on Friday next week.
Wow. Well, let's keep Rudy Gobert away from Grand Forks at all cases possible. Ken, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to the coaches show and a miracle run into the playoffs. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.